Okay, my friends. So today we're reading a story called Don't Wake Up the Tiger. And the story was written by Britta Teckentrup. And it is read today by Mommy. And what is your name?
The Poisonous Chicken Nugget.
You were that earlier. Is that what you're going to be again? Okay. The Poisonous Chicken Nugget. Eat at your own peril. Okay, are you ready? Mm-hmm. Here we go. The tiger is fast asleep. And we shouldn't wake her up. Yeah, she's got some Z's coming out of her. But we can see some other stuff is happening in this picture. What else do you see?
Animals.
And?
Balloons.
And balloons. But she's in the way. Whatever will the other animals do? They're in a big hurry, and they have got a big bunch of balloons to carry, too.
Oh, dear.
How will they get past without waking her up? Good question. Luckily, Frog has a very good idea. Frog is using his balloon to float over Tiger. Can you help make sure the tiger stays asleep? Let's pet her nose.
That always works.
Mm-hmm. And in the picture, we can see her, and her nose looks very touchable, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So Tiger is still sound asleep, and now it's Fox's turn. But look! Fox is too heavy for his balloon, and the balloon is dripping lower and lower and lower. Blow! Blow as hard as you can. Mm-hmm. In the picture, we can see that he's gonna... Oh, but we can help. Let's blow. Fox made it across. It's Tortoise's turn now. He's looking a bit worried because Tiger is waking up. Let's pet Tiger's tummy. There, nice and gentle. That will help her sleep. Yay, Tortoise got across. He couldn't have done it without you. But now it's Mouse's turn and she's shaking so much that she lets go of her balloon.
Oh no.
She's falling right onto
Tiger's head.
She's falling right onto Tiger's head. Quick, let's sing a lullaby. And can you rock the book, too? Everyone knows that tigers love to be rocked to sleep. Okay, what lullaby do you know? You got one? What's a lullaby that you think of, that you can think of, that always puts you to sleep?
Lalaloo.
Lalaloo? Okay, let's give her a quick bit of it. Ready? Lalaloo. Oh, my little star sweeper. Phew. That was close, wasn't it? Now, Stork is the last animal to cross. And she can step over Tiger with her long legs, but be careful, Stork. Watch out for the balloon. Mouse's balloon. It's on the loose. And she popped it. The stork popped the balloon. We have to make it loud. You have to make it a loud pop.
Pop!
Wow. That was a very loud pop. Oh, dear. Tiger is...
wide awake.
Now, okay, let me ask you a question. What do you think a tiger could do to all of those animals?
Eat them?
Eat them? Oh no, is she gonna eat them all? It says that means it's time for... what could be on the next page? I'm very worried.
A dance party.
Do you think it's a dance party?
Mm-hmm.
What? Oh, it's her surprise birthday party.
Happy birthday, Tiger.
Can you wish her a happy birthday, too?
Happy birthday,
dear. Yay. You live in a zoo. You look like a tiger. And you probably... pounce like one, too. This whole time, I thought it was leading up to something way scarier. A much more frightening end. But it turns out she's pretty nice. And that, my friends, is the end.
The end.
Thanks so much for listening to today's story. If you wanted to get a copy of this story, I have got a great tool I wanted to make you aware of. You can pop over to amazon.com/shop/storytimewithphilipandmommy, and you will see I've created a list for every month of the year, and in each list, I have put links for every story that we have read in that month. So you can easily find a link to the story so you can purchase it for yourself. And of course, this all goes to help support our podcast so we can get new materials. And of course, don't forget, you can also pick up your copy of the Storytime with Philip and Mommy book, The Sprightly Sprite and the Dragon Dragon. And of course, we always hope that you guys enjoy our stories. And we want to say thank you so much for listening.